It is Thursday, August 1st. I'm Sam Cedar.
And I'm Lucy Steiner. Which one of these stories will you be talking about today?
Joe Biden took it on the chin last night in the second round of Democratic debates in Detroit. Now questions mount about the presumptive frontrunner's glass jaw and ability to beat Donald Trump. Tune into today's Majority Report for more. Meanwhile, the president's intelligence watchdog tells top Senate Democrats that he can't investigate how the White House handled security clearances for Jared Kushner and Ivanka Trump unless Donald Trump asked him to. And Ben Carson gets booted off of Baltimore's church property after attempting to hold a press conference there without their permission. Lastly, Kentucky coal miners block train tracks in protest after their bankrupted employers stop paying them.
You're listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
NBC reports that the Trump administration's intelligence watchdog has rejected Senate Democrats' request to investigate security clearances for employees, including senior advisors Ivanka Trump and Jared Kushner. Michael Atkinson, the Inspector General of the Intelligence Community, wrote a letter to senators that he would be happy to conduct such an investigation, but could only do so if President Donald Trump directs him to do so. Good luck with that. Kushner's security clearance has been a major issue for everyone since Donald Trump took office. The Washington Post reported that foreign officials have discussed using his business entanglements to manipulate him. Kushner's company owes $600 million on a money-losing Manhattan tower that's due in just 1 year, and he spent the past few years trying to convince rich foreigners to finance a redevelopment plan for the property. But so far, all those efforts have supposedly failed. Housing and Urban Development Secretary Ben Carson was asked to leave on Wednesday when he tried to hold a press conference at Morningstar Baptist Church of Christ in Baltimore. According to the Baltimore Sun, a church member asked Carson to leave after he noticed, quote, a bunch of people over there taking over our site without asking our permission. When Carson moved his team to an empty lot and began the presser, he whined about the church's animosity to reporters. The incident comes just days after President Trump said Elijah Cummings' Baltimore district was, quote, a rodent-infested mess. During the press conference, Carson said the government would continue to invest in the city, but he couldn't resist mimicking his boss, saying there are bad things in Baltimore.
Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin, that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend. And regardless of what you order, receive 10% off your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. And all shipping is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at JustCoffee.coop.
A group of coal miners in Cumberland, Kentucky, who say they have not been paid after their company, Black Jewel LLC, declared bankruptcy, are protesting this week by blocking train tracks that transport the coal. Black Jewel claimed Tuesday that they're working on a resolution, but employees say their paychecks from the company are bouncing. Chris Rowe, one of the protesters, told ABC News, "I understand you run into hard times, market drops, but you can't have employees and just take their money like that. If it wasn't for our community, there'd be so many families right now with nothing." Cumberland Mayor Charles Raleigh said he regrets the position the bankruptcy has put the mine workers in. "Technically, they're not laid off and they haven't quit. 401's locked up. They can't get to that," Raleigh said. "It's really sad to me that Black Jewel chose this route." Well, surprise, surprise, a coal company doesn't care about its workers. And now for what we're following today, some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie.
In Politico, the Federal Reserve on Wednesday announced it's cutting interest rates for the first time in more than a decade. Slowdown in global growth and the fallout from President Donald Trump's trade wars cloud an otherwise solid U.S. economy. Think Progress reports that the U.S. will officially leave the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty on Friday, undoing 32 years of non-proliferation efforts and marking what some worry will be a new arms race between Russia and the U.S. The Hill is reporting that Arizona has filed a lawsuit at the Supreme Court asking the justices to order the Sackler family, the owners of Purdue Pharma, to return billions of dollars in connection with their role in the opioid epidemic. And New York Times reports that Jeff Epstein, the billionaire accused of sex trafficking, had once hoped to seed the human race with his DNA by impregnating women at his vast New Mexico ranch.
Quicker! Quickie.
That's it, folks. Thanks for listening to the Majority.fm's AM Quickie. Lucy?
Thank you, Sam. Don't forget to check out the Majority Report today at noon, wherever your podcasts are found.